see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days and dark sacred nights. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, the colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky. They're also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is, my friend, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, colors of the rainbow, are they pretty in the sky? They're also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is, my friend, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than you and I will ever know. And I think to myself, this is a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, this is a wonderful world.
Start our service. Thank you so much, Dennis. Thank you. Welcome. There's a few announcements I want to quickly run through as we begin our time together today. There was a bit of rain last Sunday, and it impacted the plant cell just a little bit. I don't think people necessarily wanted to go hang out in the rain, so they've continued it on today. So I truly invite you to step up on the upper level patio if you have gardens at home that could use a few more plants. They would love to help you out with that. This week, as we complete our Working with the Law series today, we begin a series on the power of spiritual healing. So I invite you to start off the month by coming to our healing circle Tuesday evening, and then put Wednesday evening on your calendar. Master Chunyi Lin will be here for a lecture and a healing meditation. I am hearing so much amazing things about this gentleman that I am seriously looking forward to this evening. He is a world-renowned healer. He's certified internationally in Qigong. He's as a Qigong master. He's the founder and creator of Spring Forest Qigong. He He's co-authored several books. He serves as the director of the Spring Forest Center in Eden Prairie. And in 2010, the executive committee of the World Qigong Congress named him the International Qigong Master of the Year. I really invite you to go within and see if this is something for you to participate in, because I think it will be an amazing blessing for each of us. And then Saturday, the Flower and Garden team again invite you to join them as they go on a trip to the Arboretum. And next Sunday, Dr. Caldwell will be doing his 12 Points of Self-Health workshop. So we just have lots going on. So I invite you to really take time to look through your bulletin, to go out into the garden court, look at the various tables and activities, sign up in the garden court for our weekly activities. And while you're out there, maybe look for a few things that you might not see in your bulletin, like a trip to Unity Village in August, or you might be interested in helping out with our Habitat for Humanity build. There really is a lot of activity going on this summer, so stay connected, keep informed. We have been informing ourselves over the past few weeks about our campaign for constant giving. And today we have two more people who would like to speak to us about their experience. And I'd like to invite Joanne Neal and Dave Balzati up. And in case you're interested in what this is, it's the purple insert that's in your bulletin. Thank you.
So good morning. We're honored to be able to talk about our experience with consistent giving. We actually, it's a pattern in our lives. We in other places, like for example, we're sustaining members of NPR. It makes it so easy. And when we became members, we became consistent givers as well. It's very convenient for us. It helps with our budgeting. For example, if we can't make it to a service for some reason, we're out of town or whatever, we know that our donation is going to the place that we really love to belong to.
It also eliminates that. Did you bring the checkbook? Do you have some extra cash? What's in your wallet? It enables us to not have to deal with that either. But I also think it at least for me, I feel good that I'm helping, that we're helping the leaders here at Unity enable us all to offer more to not only our internal spiritual community, but to the community in general, which needs unity and needs our message. So consistent giving, I think, makes us stronger as a community, as well as stronger in the community in the wider community as well. And again, it's convenient, and it makes you feel good.
Thank you. Yay. You can stop by and talk with them or with one of our board members at the table in the garden court. If you're joining us online, you too have the opportunity to participate in this program. So I truly invite you now to take a moment. If you brought an electronic device with you, take it out, turn it off. Allow yourself the gift of being fully present right here, without that distraction for the next hour. And while you have it out, if you happen to have Facebook on your phone or whatever your electronic device is, check in. Let your friends know where you're at and that they would be welcome here. And let's check in with Spirit. Let's join together in prayer as we begin this time together. So we turn within, truly grateful for the gift of this day, for the gift of this community. We are truly, truly blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Please join me in celebrating this glorious Minnesota Day. Yay. And let's join together in affirming the affirmations that you will find printed in your bulletin. And we begin by affirming together our mission. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community, We invite all to be partners in a worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And our affirmation for this Sunday. Together, my compensation comes from the divine within. God is my source. And I invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrive early and they're here to hold sacred space, to support you with affirmative prayer. Please seek them out if you have a joy, a concern, a desire, an answered prayer. They would be honored to hold the high watch with you and truly know the presence and power of God at work in your lives. And you will be blessed, as will they and this community. Thank you for your gift of service. Now, if we can all stand and join in song, we're going to sing God, You Are, and the words are printed in your bulletin.
God, You are every mountain. God, You are every ocean. God, You are every canyon, every inch of earth and sky. God, You are, hey, every mountain. God, You are every midnight. God, You are every moment, every second. God, You are every sunrise. God, You are every moon glow. God, You are every starshine, every inch of earth and sky. God, You are every springtime. God, You are every snowfall. God, You are every season, every second.
Seated. We're certainly glad you're with us today. Thanks for fighting the construction, getting through that, and being here. We're just grateful that you've decided to spend part of your morning with us. We also welcome those that are live streaming with us today. Welcome, especially if you're here for the first time. So today, my friends, know that Unity is indeed a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time or the other. So, my dear friends, if you're with us for the first time, or perhaps you've not been with us for some time, we would like to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First time guests here today. Wow. All right. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving this morning tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's also a welcoming CD in that packet. There's a pink card in the packet if you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a very special gift for you today. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very, very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that is said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. We also have Robin Nelson here, a former employee here, and also we're glad to have you here, Robin. So glad to have you in our services. I know you will want to speak with her afterwards. Let's appreciate all of these first-time guests, okay? Yes, 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 yes. Of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do it with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We usually pick one we ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? I'm going to invite you to remain standing. Please remain standing. And if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we also invite you to join us for coffee and tea in Friendship Hall today. Our next song is God is My Source, and you'll want to definitely stand for this one.
God is my source. God is my power.
Come on.
God gives me everything I need. So I give thanks for all my blessings. God gives me everything. Sing, God is my source. God is my source.
God is.
God is my power.
My power.
And God gives me everything I need.
God is.
So I give thanks.
I give thanks
for all my blessings.
All my blessings.
God gives me everything.
Gives me.
Sing,
love
is love my
is.
Love is my source.
Love is.
God is my power.
Love gives.
God gives me everything.
Everything.
So I give thanks
for
all my blessings. Love gives me everything. Sing joy.
Joy
is. Joy is my source.
Joy is.
Joy is my power.
Joy
gives me everything.
So I give thanks.
So I give thanks
for all my blessings.
For all my blessings.
Joy
gives me everything. You sing peace.
Peace is my power. Peace gives
me everything.
So I give thanks
for all my blessings.
Oh yeah.
Peace gives me everything. God is my
source.
God is my source.
God is.
God is my power.
God gives me.
God gives me everything.
So I want to give thanks. I want to give thanks.
For all my blessings,
all my blessings,
God gives me
everything,
everything
I need.
We now move deeper in with, by our prayer ministry for 7 days, then they're forwarded to Silent Unity, where there brings down the prayer box. You're invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days. Then they're forwarded to Silent Unity, where they're prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is equanimity. I am centered in the peace of my soul. In times of change, I turn within to find peace, centered in peace and tranquility of God. I accomplish my tasks with self-assurance and joy. If I need to make a decision, I do not act impulsively or hastily. Instead, I patiently wait upon the guidance of God within. My intuitive eyes are watching, and my inner ears are listening. When clarity comes, I'm ready to act. If I'm not ready to do anything, I respect this as well. I bring the energy of equanimity, calm, and composure to every situation. The love of God is my stabilizing force. I manage change and serenity with poise, connecting to my deepest place of stillness. I am anchored in the peace and love.
Conscious communion with God. I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes. To close your eyes to the outer world and open your eyes to the inner world. And take a few deep breaths. As you focus on your breathing, check your body for tension. And as you release your breath, let it go. Let your body relax. Let the chair that you are sitting in fully support you as you surrender in this moment to the flow of spirit moving through every cell in your body, every part of your being, right now. And with your very next breath, carry into your heart space this affirmation. I am blessed. Carry it in. And as you breathe out, I am a blessing. I am blessed. I am a blessing. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. Allow it to live within and as you. And as we move even deeper into this sacred time of prayer, I invite you to allow these words to be the words of your heart. Letting go of any cares or concerns, I am centered in God's all-providing love. God is my source. I am open and receptive to the highest good in every area of my life. I confidently sow thoughts of love, of peace, of joy, of prosperity. As I move forward with an open mind and heart, I am divinely guided every step of my journey, and the world around me bursts forth with new possibilities. My life overflows with goodness. I am blessed abundantly as I listen in a time of silent prayer. We bring our attention, our awareness back to this opportunity, to this gathering, to this moment. Our hearts are re-energized, full of love, full of conscious awareness of God. And as we come to a close of this sacred time of prayer, this time of meditation, we are centered in the flow of divine love, and we send this love out, radiating it in all directions, creating positive change in the world. With clear mind and grateful heart, we celebrate our unity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. Yes, we do. But when this old world gets through with us, don't worry, we've still got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, and sometimes have the lowdown blues just a little. That is the story of y'all. That's the glory of love. As long as there is the two of us, all we've got, we have each other's arms to hold on to. But when this old world gets through with us, I know we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little. Yes, yes, have the blues just a little. You see, that's the story of, that's the glory of love, of love, of love, of love. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Thank you, Dennis. I know now why you sounded like Nat King Cole. Yeah, he has played Nat King Cole in a show in the Guthrie.
Yeah, the Kennedy Center.
The Kennedy Center, as well as yes. Thank you so much. Where did he come from, Lori? I've been here 9 years and I haven't had him here. It's fabulous.
No, we've been friends for almost 30 years, and I mean, you might have seen Dennis at the Guthrie or Penumbra or Mixed Blood. He has his one-person show, Nat King Cole Show, all across the U.S., Kennedy Center, Penumbra. He's an actor, singer, dancer, and you know what? He's just a great, great human being. So I was thinking, Dennis, we have to have Dennis here.
Watch out from those boys from the South. Do you know what I mean? We found out on break, broke from the South. Well, today we can conclude our series on working with the law. Working with the law. And many of you have been with us during this series, and some of you are just joining us today. But it's been a great series for me. We have looked at the law of being. We have looked at the law of faith. We have looked at the law of unfoldment. We have looked at the law of attraction. We have looked at the law of sacrifice. And if you walk away from this series with just two things, you know, it's been an 8-week series, and if you walk away with two things, yay, God. One of those things is to know that we are spiritual beings. We are having a human experience, and that indeed we are governed by spiritual law. That's the first thing, that we are spiritual beings. We're having this human experience, we're governed by spiritual law, and these laws are important in our life. The second thing I want us to walk away with from this series is the fact that, you know, in order to keep from being broken on the law, we have that opportunity to align ourselves with the spiritual law, to use these spiritual laws in our life, to improve our life. And regardless of whether we know about the law or not, they're still operative, right? Well, for two of you, they're still operative, okay? But I can assure you that they're operative regardless of whether we know about them or not. Regardless if I know whether the stop sign was there or not, it's still there when I ran it. And that's the same thing with our spiritual law. So as we learn these spiritual laws, apply them to our life, then we begin to change our life. So today we're going to, let me start my lesson by sharing a story with you. There was a Southern minister, probably me, there was a Southern minister. And this Southern minister had been invited to speak at a church, a small church in the country. So he and his son were walking to church. And so as he entered the entrance there was a contribution box there. And so the minister took out of his pocket a $0.50 and he dropped it in the contribution box. He continued on in and he did his preaching. And when it was over, the chair of the board walked him out and said, "Well, my dear friends, as you know, we're not a very prosperous church." And I said in the previous lesson, this was not a Unity church. We would never say we are not prosperous. But we're not a very prosperous church. Therefore, what we give you is in the contribution box. And so they open the contribution box, and what do they pull out? A half dollar. The half dollar that he had put in. Well, the minister thanked them generously, took the half dollar, and started walking home with his son. And they had walked a while in the silence. And suddenly the little boy looked up at his and said, "Pa, if you had put in more, you would have gotten more out." That, my friends, is the law of compensation. Jesus used this law, obviously, in his teachings. Jesus says, as you give, you, as you judge, you are, as you sow, as you measure, what the degree that you measured, you are given back. Jesus used these teachings in our life. So we know, my dear friends, that regardless of what we're experiencing in our life right now, that the law of compensation has had something to do with it. Because the universe wants to create balance and harmony in our life. Balance and harmony. So we know that these laws that Jesus taught, this law of compensation, applies to us as well. As we give, we receive. The other thing, my dear friends, is that if we're not happy the way our life looks right now, it's a gorgeous day out there, is it not? But if we're not happy for some reason the way our life looks right now, we can just go to our third teaching and say, wow, we've had something to do with this. We may not understand it, but we have had something to do with what's showing up in my life. And if we don't like it, the first thing we do is we go to that place realizing that thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Therefore, what we want to do is examine our life, examine our thoughts. And you say, well, I can't watch all my thoughts, Reverend Pat. There are too many of them. I say, you're probably right. But the other thing we can do is we can look at our conversations. We can look at these conversations. And my would say, what kind of conversations are you having? Is it one of lack? Is it one of plenty? Is it one of health? Is it one of illness? Is it one of joy? Is it one of sadness? We get to do that, and then we begin to change our conversations. And as we change our conversations and express more joy is returned to us. As we throw that ball against the wall, it comes back. So whatever we put out there is going to come back. And we, my dear friends, can change our life by changing our conversations. The other thing that we can come to that conclusion is that if I've attracted this into my life, I may not like it. But what I have learned is that everything that I attract into my life is for good. Now you may say, oh my goodness, I don't like that. And you can send me some emails too. But needless to say, what we try, it's for good. It's for us to learn from. It's for us to not repeat in our life. It's for us to go deeper and examine it and say, if it was not for good, I would not have attracted it into my life. And you may not understand, you may not come to the conclusion of this is good. But my invitation to you is to do what I do sometimes, and that's called I have an I do not understand folder. And when something is happening in my life that I truly do not understand, I stick it right over here in I do not understand folder. And in this I don't understand folder, I know that it will be revealed in God's time, not my time. How many of you can relate to something that you thought was like the worst thing in the whole wide world? And suddenly, as time went by, the alligator stopped nipping at your derriere, and it was truly a good thing that happened in your life. Because of that event, whatever it was, because of that event, something good has happened in your life because you held on to this is good. This is good. Emma Curtis Hopkins in our New Thought movement is called the teacher of teachers. She taught people such as Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. She taught Ernest Holmes. She taught Nona Brooks. She taught all these major founders of something that we call New Thought. She has an affirmation. David Owen Ritz used this in his series what was the name of that series? Keys to the Kingdom. Keys to the Kingdom. He uses this in his series, Keys to the Kingdom. And he says this. He says, when something comes into our life that we do not appreciate, the first thing we do is we look at it. We don't deny it. We look at it. And we say, this is good. This is God. This is mine. How sweet that is. This is mine, and I demand to see the blessing in it. What a concept, my dear friends, that we can stand there and look it square in the face. If it's, you know why it's yours? Because you've attracted it into your life. It's yours because you've attracted it in there to learn from it. And it is yours, and you demand to see the blessing in it. Also, it's obviously, if we want to move from that place that we are in to a higher place in consciousness, then needless to say, there is work for us to do. You know, the drunkard does not get sober without changing. So often what we want to do in our own life is not do anything, but we want to be different. We want to grow. My friends, the law of compensation says no. As you put out, you get back. And as we continue to work, as we also heard, guess what? The challenge will not be solved at the same consciousness where it was created. But as we continue to work, we begin to move into a higher place of consciousness. And as we begin to move into a higher place of consciousness, then we are drawn to a bigger place. That is the universe speaking to us. As we continue to grow, as we continue to grow in consciousness, the universe moves us to a bigger place. A bigger place where we can have more responsibility, express more, and do more in our life. Jesus was told a beautiful story in Matthew. He tells the story, he says in Matthew, the story of the three servants. Let me share this with you quickly. It is from reading from the book. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a trip. He called together his servants and gave them money to invest for him while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of gold to one, 2 bags of gold to another, and 1 bag of gold to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities, and then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of gold began immediately to invest the money and soon doubled it. The servant with 2 bags of gold also went right to work and doubled the money. But the servant who received the 1 bag of gold dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money for safekeeping. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account on how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of gold said, "Sir, you gave me 5 bags of gold to invest, and I've doubled the amount." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling the small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Next came the servant who had received the 2 bags of gold. With the report, "Sir, you gave me 2 bags of gold to invest, and I have doubled the amount." And the master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Again, proving themselves, growing in consciousness, more responsibilities, more to do. And then the servant with the 1 bag of gold came and said, "Sir, I know you are a hard man harvesting crops. You didn't plant and gathering crops. You didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money So I hid it in the earth, and here it is. And the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. You think I'm a hard man, do you? Harvesting crops I didn't plant and gathering crops I didn't cultivate? Well, you should at least have put my money in the bank so I have some interest. Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with 10 bags of gold. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance in their lives. The gifts that we are given, we are called to put them into service. And as we put them into service, we continue to grow. An example in my own life, I can remember 100 years ago when I was an associate minister at Unity Temple on the Plaza. I had just finished school. I loved working at Unity Temple on the Plaza. It was a great place to be. And yet, as I grew, I was not quite getting to do some of the things that I wanted to do. And I had this inkling and this calling within me that I had outgrown where I am. And my point is, many of you have outgrown where you are right now in your life. And it's really easy sometimes to stay in that safe, safe place. But there's always something within you that's calling you to be more, to express more. So, my dear friends, as I continue to serve there at Unity Temple on the Plaza, I ask Spirit, Spirit, what is my next step? What am I called to do? I wanted to speak more. I wanted to be more involved in ministry. Shortly after that prayer, God knocked and says, do I have a job for you? And I was invited to, as the senior minister, in my first senior minister ministry. You too, my friends, are in a place where as you grow higher and higher in consciousness, you will be drawn to that right and perfect place. So the next time something shows up in your life, by the spiritual law of compensation, know, first of all, just be aware of that law. Be aware that you have had something to do with it. Don't deny that it is not present. The other thing you can do is say, use Emma Curtis Hopkins' affirmation. This too is good. This too is God. This too is mine, and I demand to see the blessing in it. My dear friends, and then if you don't understand it, put it in I don't understand. Know that it will be revealed. We can't step out. We can't wake up in the morning and say, I'm not going to use this law. I just want to check out. Guess what? The law is present, and we use it regardless of whether we are aware of it or not. As you give, you receive. Not only financially, you receive. As you give love, you receive. As you give joy, you receive. Fill your mind with things of good and let it flow, because we will never outgive Spirit. So how you doing out there? I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of God within you. And go forth and give. And so it is. Amen.
Checking.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I
feel like this is the beginning. Though I've loved you for a million years, and if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. Oh, you are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. Don't you hear me? You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And I feel this just like heaven. I feel so much love, I'm being inside of you. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. Baby, you are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. In my heart. Right here in my heart. You're always in my heart. In my heart. In my heart. Oh, in my heart, in my heart, you are the sunshine of my life.
Thank you, thank you. Brought back a lot of memories, did it not? Yeah, a lot of memories. Drake Hotel, New York City. We won't go there right now. But I was in your, I was in your minds. I saw what you were thinking. It brought back a lot of memories. Let's come back. Let's bless our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. Let's just take a moment and hold them in your hand. If you're giving it with someone, hold it together. We are truly grateful that we have this opportunity. Practice the spiritual law of circulation. I will affirm our church offertory blessing once, ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now silently. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you.
So let us take a moment and bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. For the month of June, we'll be looking at healing for the entire month. I'm excited about this series. Also, we have our adult education workshops, etc., also with healing as well. So come and take advantage of that. Dr. Paul Sheely will be speaking next week on the power to be healed. I also want to share with you that this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock, we will be having a celebration of life service for Joe Miller. Joe Miller, as you may know, was our volunteer coordinator for a couple of years, and she transitioned at age 58. So come and be a part of that and support her family as we celebrate her life this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. I hear children out there. They belong to all of us, but some of you have a college education in front of you, so let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
We are walking.
Today is a very important part of our youth and family ministry. I'm going to invite you to be seated just for a couple of moments as we honor and celebrate our youth and family ministry.
Good morning. So do you see that the taller people here on stage have funny little headgear on? We have crowned them kings and queens of the day. This is the volunteer team that makes youth and family ministry happen. We love and cherish these people, and we are having them wear crowns today so that all of you are very aware of who they are and can share your love and appreciation with them. Our plan is to love up these folks all morning and afternoon, so please stop and express your appreciation. We have our bridging ceremony today where our children all had an opportunity to celebrate the fact that they're a year or a grade older. Our younger children do it with a parachute, tons of fun. But we do have our YOU grads who are seniors in high school, who are moving from our youth program, and we just wanna give a special acknowledgement to our two grads and their parents. We have Maya O'Brien McLeod with her father, Matt, you can go right there, and Ian Masika with his mother, Laura Masika.
So Nancy tells me I'm supposed to say something very wise right here. It's been a joy to see the two of you, to grow up here. You know, I've been here 9 years, and you must have been how old, two when I got here or something. But needless to say, it's been a joy. I've seen how you've grown. I've seen how you get to go away to rallies, international rallies, and all of the local rallies as well. And I've seen the difference that unity has made in your life. So this is your assignment, if you choose to accept it. You have no choice. Get and stay involved in a unity church. Wherever you are, stay involved in a unity church and allow these principles to continue to unfold in your life. And I can assure you they will. These are principles that are universal. stay involved with people that also practice these principles. And your life will continue to blossom. It will continue to change. And parrots, I don't know. I don't know how parrots do it. How do you love someone so much and then release them? That's part of the process. So parrots, as I believe that Jesus would say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well done. We thank you for your involvement here in our community. We thank you for the love that you have for this community. And we know that all is unfolding in divine order, exactly the way it's supposed to. So keep coming back. It works. And the other thing, my guys, when you're back here, and I know most, I think both of you are going to school locally here, are you not? They will just be leaving YOU. They won't be leaving us. So we just expect you to be, let's appreciate our graduates, okay? Yeah. Let us stand together, and today we're going to dedicate our prayer for protection to Ian and Maya. So together we know that the light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is swell. And our peace song.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Every little cloud contains pennies from heaven. You're sure to find your fortunes coming down. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down. You gotta trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, there must be showers. And when you hear the thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Don't you know that
every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know, Dennis?
Every little cloud contains pennies
from heaven.
Well, now you're gonna find your fortune, glory coming down. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down. Gotta trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, there's got to be showers. And when you hear the thunder, don't run under a tree, cause there'll be pennies from heaven for you. Pennies from heaven for me. Pennies from heaven for you and me. Coming down.
that you find, that you lose, and you know.